Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Dr. A's A-Lister News with Kelly and Guy.
All right, let's take a little sports angle on Dr. A's A-Lister News because it finally happened last night. Shohei Ohtani hits his first home run as a Dodger.
Whoa, worth all $700 million right there.
Right? Okay, but here's why I want to talk about it. First of all, congrats, Shohei. Doubt he's listening, but in case he is, congrats.
Big moment.
Okay, so imagine you are the fan in the stand who gets that home run ball, okay? Obviously, Shohei's going to want it back. The Dodgers organization is going to want it back. And she did. It was a woman who caught the ball. She gave the ball back.
What'd she get?
In return, Shohei said he went to go meet her. He also exchanged two hats, another game ball that was used in a past game, and a bat is what he gave her in return for that game ball. Here's where I have a problem with
it. She got gypped.
100%. Are you kidding me? Do you know what that ball is probably worth? I was up early this morning watching ESPN with my husband, and we were having a conversation about it because they said what she got. And I was like, no way. She would have got so much more money, like the cash value for that ball, than two hats and another used game ball.
I don't know who I'm more upset with, her for her lack of business, you know, or the Dodgers for just absolutely screwing her. But to put this in perspective, I remember when Tom Brady threw his 400th touchdown pass. Mm-hmm. It was to Mike Evans. Mike Evans forgot that it was his 400th touchdown pass.
I remember that.
Gave the ball to a fan. The fan willingly gave the ball back to Tom Brady, didn't ask for anything. Tom Brady gave him season tickets, met the person, and gave him one Bitcoin, which at the time was valued at $60,000. So he pretty much gave him $60,000 on top of that.
And that sounds like a fair trade.
Fair.
I mean, we all know Tom Brady's pulling in big bucks, just like Shohei, $700 million contract.
I don't want two hats.
And you give her some hats?
What?
I mean, granted, I've shopped at the clubhouse before. The hats are not cheap. But come on, what is that ball going to be worth in a couple years?
You know, I actually think she played it probably the right way, and the Dodgers screwed her. She thought she was going to be the nice person that gave the ball back voluntarily, and she was going to get something big in as a reward, where instead of playing like, no, what do you want to give me?
Right.
But they didn't look after her.
Well, and who knows? Maybe they're going to do something and they haven't, you know, released it. But like I said, my husband and I were talking about this morning, and I was like, no, I'd have held on to it. And he's like, you would have been that person.
Wait, don't go. I want to know, would you have just held on to it until you got offers?
I mean, I would like to think I'd be a good person, but I know myself better and probably not. I probably would have held on to it and been like, okay, what else you got? I feel like at this point you're playing let's make a deal, and I'm not ready to make a deal for that game ball for two hats, a bat, and another ball.
I'm with you. My bid's starting at $100,000.
Yeah, what else is behind door number two?
And that's Dr. A's A-Lister News, brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen.
Not only the world on fire, Shohei Ohtani finally on fire. Big home run shot last night with that $700 million contract.
First one as a Dodger. Big, big moment.
It was also a big moment for the fan who caught the ball. Here's where I have a problem with this. They gave her another game ball, two hats, a bat, and Shohei went and met her.
We couldn't agree more on this. One of the richest organizations in the world shortchanged the fan. I would have held the ball and demanded at least $100,000.
You know me. I love my boys in blue, and I wouldn't want to, like, shake them down for anything, but I would almost be expecting more.
It doesn't matter. You caught the lottery.
Or so you would think. Erica in Riverside, what do you think?
Honestly, I don't agree. I think she wasn't jipped, because if you're a true fan, you're not selling it. I'd be giving it back without any hesitation.
You are a much better person than I am.
Yeah, that's all I can say too, Erica. If I got that ball that he hit his first home run, the most famous player in the world, in one of the most famous teams in the world, I wouldn't give that back easy.
No, I've been to spring training and I have a lot of signed things, and I've met a lot of the players, but, like, I wouldn't be one of the people there that's selling it.
Okay, I get that, but I think, and we can all agree, there's a big difference between a spring training ball and Shohei Ohtani's first home run ball as a Dodger.
This ball is historic and will be historic forever.
Like, yes. The 909 is pointing out, where are the season tickets at?
I feel like if you're that big of a fan, then you're not selling it.
Okay, so season tickets won't do it for you. What about with the 3-2-3 points out? Remember back when Shohei Ohtani gave Joe Kelly's wife the Porsche? Maybe he should have gave the woman a Porsche.
That's a great point. He did do that. The rich get richer.
I forgot that he did give away a Porsche.
Hey, thanks for the call, Erica. Go Dodgers.
No problem. Go Dodgers. Love you guys.
Like you. Bye.